You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Andrew Davis, lecturer for mechanical engineering at Laterno. Take a listen.
My name's Andrew Davis, and I've been teaching here at mechanical engineering at Laterno for about 3 semesters now. A few things that I really love about my journey to Laterno was my application. So I decided to not employ any sort of puffery or like over-embellishment in my application, that I really wanted to it to represent me in an authentic way. And so my why do you want to come to Laterno question, that one really I saw, and I basically just answered that I gave a short story about a teaching experience that I had in another university. So I was giving office hours in Dynamics. I was teaching a bunch of students. It was a really large classroom. And then one of the students stayed around after all the other students had asked their questions in office hours. And he just stopped and asked, Andrew, what do you believe? And I have never quite been so caught off guard by a question ever in class or in office hours or anything like that. And so I sat there stunned for a couple seconds, and I realized, you know, if I get fired from a teaching position, this is going to be a really good way to get fired from a teaching position. And so we had a 45-minute conversation that spanned everything from like what I believed to what he was raised as to what I was raised as to the choice between the you don't have to choose between your faith and belief in science. Newton's second law still applies whether or not you're a Christian. God is very gracious to all of us with Newton's laws. And so I put that story in my application as why I wanted to come to Laterno, because I want to have that conversation. I will continue having those conversations with my students as they're interested, as I get the opportunity to invest in their lives, working on a test correction, something like that, where we then transition to something that the student is really curious about. The best reactions I've seen are when students realize something about me that's something that they're struggling with or had questions about, and they just like stop, close their book, swing the door closed, and decide to talk only about that from now on. And so then office hours go from talking about a gear specification to when the best time to get married to your girlfriend that you've been dating for 4 years is. So those kind of conversations are a huge blessing. I of course don't say this is the right way to do things, but I love sharing my perspective, and students talk, engage, disagree with me, which is really fun. So I love those interactions, and I think those are fostered really well in the Christian higher education experience. So when I was applying to Laterno, I was actually really afraid of Christian higher education, because some of the examples that I had seen or heard about were schools that started off Christian that have waned in their belief, so it's kind of a Christian in name only. And so I didn't want to be at a type of institution where it didn't matter what you believed. I really appreciate, and I think the students can benefit from knowing that all the faculty members that they're talking with have a shared set of core fundamentals, like who Jesus is. That's a pretty important thing to agree on. And I think that's really freeing for the students to be able to ask professors, what do you think? Knowing that there's going to be a difference in opinions, knowing that there's going to be a difference in perspective, backgrounds, but some of the core fundamentals aren't going to be undermined by those conversations. And it's good to discuss and engage and challenge, but it's also really helpful to know where someone's coming from. Because I feel like as soon as you know a little bit of the fact that you share some common foundations, even if you disagree on just about all of the minutiae, you can discuss, engage, disagree, but come back to what's important and link your conversations and your discussions through all those. It's like establishing a fundamental worldview before you have a debate and saying, I'm going to have this fundamental worldview and I'm going to stick with it, and I'm not going to switch over worldviews as it becomes advantageous in an argument or a debate. So I was really honest in my application to Laterno, and one of my prayers very early on was that, God, if you let me go teach at a place like Laterno, I would never claim credit for it, because throughout my graduate school career, I definitely thought I could plan and had the ability to work out my own schedule, and God showed me that I didn't. And so coming to Laterno was a huge blessing. It was a wonderful experience where things were changing all the time. I was calling the interviewers and saying, well, actually, something that I thought I was going to have, I didn't have anymore. And so it was really, really flexible. It was really honest, and I appreciated the genuineness by which they approached the students and by which they approached prospective faculty. So one of the things I really love about Laterno is I get to teach a lot of laboratories. So I get to teach a class that is solely focused on laboratories. So in that case, the hands-on component doesn't become something that's tacked onto a class. It's the point of the class, which I think students really benefit from. And I really love teaching and engaging with students because this is our focus. This is why we're here. We get to use a wind tunnel. That is the point of this week's laboratory exercises. And the lecture supports that as well. And so I really love seeing the students come in. They're at about week 11, week 12. They're tired. They have lost a few hours of sleep to midterms and their presentations and their projects and their social life. They're wearing a little bit ragged, but you get students that come in very serious into the lab. And you get to do a lab that I've been designing for a year now, figure out what the best way to implement it is. There's even a lab where I require students to go outside and throw a ball back and forth because it's right at when midterms hit, and so they need to go do that. It's part of what they're doing. They're taking some measurements, but you can see the relief from students after they've spent a half hour in the sun just relaxing and throwing a football back and forth or kicking a soccer ball or something like that. I really enjoy seeing how students interact in the labs. One of the hardest things as an instructor is to start off with the lab and then let the students run with it. Sometimes they make mistakes, sometimes they wear things out, but really the exploration, the ability to do something wrong, fix it, realize your mistake, and do something right the second or third try is a much better learning experience than you really only need to do one thing, and if you do that one thing, you'll see exactly the effect you want, and then you're done. So I practice being a wallflower during that portion of the lab, and I just kind of quietly let students work. And I think that's been a huge benefit that nearly every piece of equipment or every piece of equipment that I can think of that we have in the labs, that we have access to for our research and for classes is open, is usable to the students. So it's here for the students' use instead of it being here for my use. I think that's a really good perspective to have, particularly in the undergraduate education, and that's just a manifestation of how we're teaching as a Christian university. So we're here to teach the undergraduates. It's not here for the research publications. It's not here for the graduate students. We're here for undergraduates, and then everything else kind of builds into that. And I've also really loved the interactions with the students. So the wonderful maturity, the questions that I get in lab have been uncomparable so far from questions that I've got elsewhere.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Laterno University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at M3 Studios at letu.edu.